For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. We can take our seats. Praise God. I don't think I've ever seen this before. It was like, when we were praying, you know, the way things come down from the sling, like, it was like human beings were descending from the sling. And I believe help has come from somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are many things in our life that need the help of God. Hallelujah. And I know help has come from somebody, for sure, for sure. Praise God. The things that are impossible, this one does it, the things that money cannot buy, hallelujah, are the things that God will do for you in the name of Jesus Christ. One day you'll just wake up in the morning and be naked and be dancing in your room because of what God has done for you. Somebody that said amen, it will happen for you. You will just be crazy enough. There's a level of blessing you will be shy to testify, hallelujah. But the Bible says there was a notable miracle that even unbelievers cannot deny. Something that God will do for you that you will know this is God. This is God. You will off your shirt in your room, put the radio, max the volume, close the door, let your neighbor run crazy. But you will thank God for his faithfulness. When you looked at 2020 and where you are coming from, when you look at your family, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shared with them on Friday. I remember one time when I was announced NCCF president, I shed tears. I was crying on the orientation crowd. The simple reason why I was crying was looking at where God has picked me from. Hallelujah. God has picked me from nowhere, revealed himself to me, and given me the privilege to lead. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to be known God, and God will do it for your life. Things that you have never thought of. Places you have never dreamt of. Hallelujah. And then the lifestyle you have never dreamt of. God will so much bless you, and you will never know that God has done it for you. Hallelujah. You don't know what your prayers is doing, what your service is doing, what your commitment is doing. Hallelujah. You keep giving offering, you keep giving tithes. You keep serving, you keep giving a lot of things. Praise God. You don't know that the things you are doing are accumulating in your spirit. And the Bible says, when the clouds are full, what do? They empty themselves. One day the windows of heaven will look upon you and smile upon you. And it will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. That one day God will remember your sacrifice of love. God will remember your commitment. God will remember your prayers. God will remember your kingdom advancement commitment. And God will smile on you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you from the depth of my heart that none of us here will be a failure in life. That everything you have taught you, or whatsoever you are supposed to do, when you are about to make a mistake, God will not allow it to happen. Father, I pray and I make a request for everyone. You will not get the wrong people into your lives. When it's time to marry, when it's time to pick a job, when it's time to settle in a city, when it's time to make crucial decisions of your life, the anointing of God and the finger of God will come upon you unconsciously or consciously, and you will make the right decisions in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for them by reason of connection that you bless them, cause them to multiply in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Your amen is not born again. You say an amen like an unbeliever. In case you don't believe, just pretend and say amen. Oh yeah? Amen.
Amen.
Alright, now say the believers, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have been awesome. Hallelujah. The month of May has been awesome. The month of service. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before I go on, the month is starting before next Sunday, where we officially unveil a team for the month of June. Praise God. You know, there are months personally I take very, very serious. You see, January is a month that you should take very, very serious. Is that true? And then The middle of the year, June, July is my own. Hallelujah. I don't know who's that for you. And then December also. January, you set the plan for the year. You look at the cost and then you calculate. And then in the middle of the year, you look at your achievement so far. How far? The remaining 6 months, can I achieve it? And then at the end, you evaluate and then set new target. You know, there are many African adage that are not true. They are not biblical. Life is turn by turn. It's looking as if it's making sense. You know, there's a saying that said, the patient dog eat the fattest bone. Another one said, the patient dog die at the motor park. Is that not true? You'll be waiting for the next bus. I'm patient. I don't want to struggle. I'm patient. I'm patient. Is that true? And then you will die of hunger. We need to calculatedly and intentionally meander our way to greatness. Are we together? We must make things. We must be able to learn how to make things happen. We must learn consciously. You know, maybe because I'm a natural choleric by temperament, I don't really like waiting for things to happen. I like making them happen. Are we together? I like setting goals and achieving them. I like, if I set, I want to achieve this particular amount of money, and if I set it, I have come to discover that if I set the goal, it must happen. Are we together? If I said I am having, my fiancée used to tell me that she knows me. Let me just say I will do it. Because if I say it, I will do it. Make up your mind. Because if you keep waiting, God is also waiting for you. Until you rise and calculate your greatness. Start planning about owning a house now. Start planning about buying a car 2021. Are we together? You are not saying amen. I don't know what you are thinking though. Start buying about, but it's good to start. Oh, you know, if you have a car now, it's good. Your mate in America having cars. 300,000 naira, you can buy a car. 400,000 in case. That is small money. Start about building a house, building a career, working in a place that you're marrying early. It's not my will to be that I'm not married now, so I've married since. Praise God. Grow up with my child. Marry at 21. So have this plan and work toward them. Are we together? Be intentional about your greatness. If not, things don't happen like that. Are we together? So our month of May is the month of prayer and the word. Sorry, June. The month of prayer and the word. Both Wednesdays, Friday services will be looking at prayer and the word. We'll pray like never before. Are we together? We'll pray till our stomach pains us. Hallelujah. We'll pray. And then we'll look at the word of God. And then the month of July is our month of the supernatural. Are we together? The month of the supernatural. And we'll really see supernatural things. Hallelujah. All these declarations are not just things we just say for saying sake. Every of these things I'm telling you, God spoke to me clearly. And then they will happen. So let's anticipate. And the month of July, we also have, we have three programs as a church in a year. April, our inauguration of a church, we have Dominion Conference, and then July, we have Zion, and then November, we have Ministers Conference, my church, my hallelujah. So July, we'll be having our Zion program, hallelujah. The publicity is ready, but I've not given it to the media, but it will be available. I want us to prepare that in these 2 months, what will happen in your life has never happened before, that I'm sure of. And then by the grace of God, all of us will be great. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are not permitted to be poor. You are not permitted to fail. You are not permitted to get it wrong. You are not permitted. The fact that you have come here, if you have decided to make it happen, it cannot happen. Are we together? Even if you decide not to be great, you must be great. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we've looked at service. Those of you that have passed, congratulations. Hallelujah. Congratulations. I've seen one of our members that Corona has driven away, and we didn't, she was not around during our effort, Magdalene. Hallelujah. How many of us know her? We miss you. Welcome. We didn't pray, we are not around for the effort. So can we pray for her now? Since you missed the prayer of the effort. Can you be on your feet? All of us, let's pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we prophesy over your daughter that as she has passed out, she steps into greatness. Everything that the others have received, she has received them now in the name of Jesus. Your blessing and your future is earmarked for greatness and greatness alone. In Jesus' name. Magdalene, you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we've looked at service, the benefit of service. We've looked at dedication despite distractions. We've looked at We've looked at what have you looked at again? The month of May, huh? You said the order is such that the principle of honor, is that right? And then we've looked at a wise and faithful servant. Is that correct? Today will be the conclusion. Hallelujah. Conclusion. Acts chapter 17 verse 28. No, let's put Job 36 verse 11 up for us. We'll be looking at commitment in service, or you can put it as deadly commitment in service. Hallelujah. Job 36 verse 11. Job 36 verse 11. In our commitment in service, or deadly commitment to service. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking in Acts chapter 17 verse 28 says, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Hallelujah. That will be your testimony, that everything you do will be in God. In him you will live, in him you will move, and in him you will have your being. You know, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nonetheless I what? I live the life, I now live in the flesh, I live by the Spirit of God. That will be your testimony, that your commitment to God, your commitment to serving him will pay. And don't forget, when I say serving God, as I keep on enumerating, it means serving God directly, serving physically in the church, and then serving an anointed vessel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Job 36 verse 11. Now let's read together. Do you believe this scripture? Do we believe it? Let's read it together in concert. You are not sounding as if you are young. Is the way that cool? Alright, let's read it together as young people. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So if you serve God, you are guaranteed all the days of your life of prosperity. And then your years in pleasures. Hallelujah. Pleasures. Pleasures of life. I was seeing a documentary of an 18 million car, the most expensive car in the world. Bugatti. Hallelujah. And I was asking the Holy Spirit, wait, can Christians ride this kind of car? Because those kind of things are pleasurable. They are meant for pleasures. So I was asking the Holy Spirit, can Christians, are these meant for Christians or believers? The Holy Spirit said, yeah, of course, it's meant for us. The best of life, suffering, the Bible says you spend your years in what? Pleasure. 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 It's taking pleasurable. It's being oppressed by demon, pleasurable. It's having a red bank account, pleasurable. Having a bad marriage, is it pleasurable? Then you will spend all your years in pleasures. It's very, very interesting and comforting for me. And this is giving me a guarantee that my service, my prayer and fasting will eventually culminate in these things. Prosperity and pleasure. That is my faith and I believe it. And if you believe it, it will happen for you. Now, to be committed means to have an engagement or obligation that restricts your freedom of action. Once you are committed, it means you have an engagement or an obligation that restricts your freedom of action. If you are committed, you are engaged or obligated, and it leads to a restriction of freedom of action. Are we together? To be committed means to be completely immersed in an agenda, consciously and unconsciously. To be completely immersed in an agenda, you are totally committed. Hallelujah. And then finally, it means to bind yourself to a course of action. To be committed means to bind yourself to a course of action. Now, because of most of us here, majority of us are young people, let me use what we will easily relate with. Hallelujah. Once as a Christian you are in a relationship, it restricts your freedom. Is it true of us? Once you are in a relationship, it automatically restricts you. That have to shake every sister. Your shaking has to reduce. Is it true? You have to greet everybody and smile with everybody. Your greeting has to reduce. If you are not in a relationship, you don't understand. But if you are in a relationship, you understand. Three of us. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. What you used to post on WhatsApp will change. Your freedom of communication will change. Let me see people that, when you are looking at me, if you are in a relationship, let me see your hands up. Please, let me see. Alright, is it true? Is it true? Do you have restrictions? No, they are not answering me. Do you have restrictions? Did your freedom change the moment you proposed or you accepted a proposal? It restricts your freedom because you are now committed to someone. Your love will no longer be, the way you dress is not the same again. Married men or married women don't dress the way they used to do when they were single because they are now committed to somebody. Are we together? That is the way your commitment to God restricts your freedom to certain things. The moment you give your life to Christ, your freedom to lousiness automatically reduces. The day you decide to become prayer band leader, your visit to bed ninja must stop. Is not true? The moment you decide to become a music director, they are not permitted to see you in a disco hall again. The moment you decide, Lord, I've given my life to Christ, I have committed to Christ, you are not permitted to be seen living an immoral lifestyle like you used to, because it restricts your freedom as a human being. The moment you say you are a man of God, it restricts your freedom to eating food. Hope you know that. You cannot wake up in the morning, tea and bread, afternoon, indomie, evening, pounded yam, Sunday to Saturday, as a man of God, as if you have covenant with food. The moment you declare your allegiance as a call to ministry, it automatically restricts a lot of things. So your commitment to serve God should lead you to a restriction, a lack of restriction. Hallelujah. Things that you used to do, you can't do them again. That is why Dr. W.F. Kumuyi say that if your Christianity has not caused a chain of the life, that people that you used to be with them in the world haven't seen a change in your life, you are not really born again. Because once they see you, they should know that you have changed. Your freedom has been changed. Are we together? I remember when I met God really in campus. I've been a good moral boy at home, but when I met God, when I went to campus, I encountered the Holy Spirit. When I returned home, even my father testified that his son has changed. Something about your life will totally change. Are we together? It will change the moment you are committed to serve God. Now, there are some things about commitment I want you to know, that the level of your commitment to God affects the level of his response to you. This is very, very true. I heard it in the mouth of God's servant that the ear, the boy, first of all. Your level of commitment to God affect his level of response to you. Please believe this. Please believe it. Solomon gave a sacrifice of how many rams? 1,000. And for the first time, God was the one asking a man without a prayer request, what do you want? Three of us. Is that not true? What did Abraham sacrifice to God? What? His son, right? Sacrifice of your one and only son and rams. Which one is higher? Which one is higher? And what was God's commitment to Abraham? I have made a covenant with you by myself. God swore by himself. You cannot commit the level. God committed himself to Solomon, but the level of commitment to Abraham was different. Well, because what the two of them did, all of them were sacrifices. Is that not true? But the level of response differs. Because the level of your commitment to God affects his level of response to you. You can never receive from God. Remember when I talked about dedication, I said there was total dedication, partial dedication, and what? Seasonal dedication. Is that correct? So your level of commitment affects God's response to you. Number two, commitment to God starts from your heart, and then it proceeds to your words. And then it is proven by active actions. Isaiah 29 verse 13 and Matthew 15 verse 18. Commitment to God starts in the heart. It proceeds to your word. You begin to hear it in your words. And then it is proven by active actions. Isaiah 29 verse 13 and then Matthew 15 verse 18. Of Matthew 15 verse 8. These people are drawing close to me with their mouth, but their heart is far away from me. If you are committed to God right in the depth of your heart, it will start from there. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we will hear it in your mouth. We'll hear it in your mouth. And then your action will prove your level of commitment. I believe that your actions are showing your commitment level to God. And then your words are showing a level of commitment. And then your heart is showing a level of commitment in the name of Jesus Christ. What are signs of commitment? How do you know that you are committed? And then after these signs, you look at your life. What are the signs of commitment? Number one is unwavering passion for the kingdom. Unwavering passion for the kingdom. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. Unwavering passion for the kingdom. And thou shalt serve, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. So your commitment and your passion is wholly, totally, and fully given. You don't change your commitment with seasons. You don't change your involvement with seasons. Unwavering passion for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Number two sign is unrelenting sacrifices for the kingdom. Unrelenting sacrifice for the kingdom. Unrelenting sacrifice or sacrifices for the kingdom. John 3:16 is one of the highest scripture on sacrifice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but what? Have everlasting. Now 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8, sir. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8. Unrelenting sacrifice for the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8. For we will not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we are pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Are we together? Did you understand that scripture? They face unbearable things, unbelievable things, that life almost left them because of their level of commitment to God. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 27. Paul said, I will be spent, I will have myself to be spent and be spent for you. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 7. In weariness and painfulness, in watching orphans, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. How many of us have been in hunger, for the sake of the kingdom? How many of us have gone through those kind of things? How many of us have gone through fasting? Let the kingdom advance. 7 days prayer and fasting. Lord, let the church advance. Let the body advance. Multiply your church. Multiply your church. In cold, you went out for night vigil. I remember people were telling me that one of the days they were praying and the rain was falling. And they were in the rain for 3 hours praying. Are we together? Praying in the cold, in the rain. And say, Father, let your will be done. Let your kingdom advance. In weariness, you are tired. And of course, you have been tired and then there is a rehearsal. And then you say, I must go. You just drag yourself to the rehearsals. Many kind of commitment and then you sacrifice. How many of us have sacrificed our last money to the kingdom? Your last resources. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ah, yeah. You know, it is my doctrine, anyway, my doctrine, that if God has not given you money and you cried one day, God has never really asked you for money. Are we together? That's my doctrine. One day God will ask you to sell everything and give to him. God will ask you to empty your account. You know something happened this week? In the midnight, around 1 a.m., I slept around 12 or past 12. And then, strangely, I woke up. And then, when I woke up, it was as if I've been awake. And then, it was on Friday. We have finished financial details about the ministry with Prof and everything. And then I just felt I should check our bank account. I said, I just check this thing now. I just picked the bank statement and then looked at it. And I saw an alert from somebody. Said that, and then it was like, holy, this is the first time people send money to us in the ministry. We pray for them, especially if it's the ministry account. So we pray for people when they send the resources. So I should call this guy because the amount was so big. And then when I called him, he said, God asked him to sacrifice everything he has gone or gotten for a particular number of months. I'm like, wow. Those kind of instructions are rare. And then he did it. And then God had to wake me in the night and pray for him. And when I pray for him, you know there is a way you can pray and you know you are anointed. I felt the anointing that night like I've never been. And I had to call some of our guys here and say, oh boy, let me pray for you. This kind of anointing cannot go through. That is true. I think I call you. And then I called here as well because people that I know we are passing out. And then I called them, I pray for them. So God can make you to make sacrifice like that to the kingdom. Sacrifice. Sacrifice your money for food and buy gari. Are we together? Hallelujah. One of those days in campus, I got my monthly allowance for the month. And then I carried everything and I gave to God. And then I bought 10 measures of gari without sugar. to survive the month. And I was in a year's fasting. I was fasting throughout that period. That was when I was coughing blood. I was like, son of man will die. Praise God. But that was the year. If not because of that year, you will not be hearing me today. That was the year that made me who I am. Those were the seasons that changed my life. My life changed 180 degrees. I was together 180 degrees because of my commitment. Number three sign of commitment is investment for the advancement of the kingdom. Investing your time, investing your energy, investing your resources, investing your time, investing your energy, and investing your resources. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15. Investing your time, investing your energy, investing your resources. Are we together? And I will gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, there is somebody, Dr. Paul Lynch said, I'll waste my life again and again. I never know that song. Dr. Paul Lynch said, I'll waste my life again and again on you. Hallelujah. Investment for the advancement of the kingdom. Invest your time, your knowledge, your resources to the advancement of the kingdom. Number four sign of commitment is constant improvement to fit the desired standard for the kingdom. And you can put in bracket character. Constant improvement of yourself to fit the desires or the desired standard for the kingdom. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 24. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Constant improvement. Improving yourself. When you love somebody, you will discover that consciously and unconsciously you begin to adjust your life to fit the nature or the desire of that individual. Is that true? You will begin to change yourself. Hallelujah. You begin to change yourself to fit the standard. The person doesn't like us. Okay, the person likes us and you don't like us. Automatically you begin to discover you too begin to like us or you begin to respond to us. Correct? Those in relationship answer me. See, the rest are not answering me. Is it true? You discover that a lot of things about your life, you begin to change to fit the desire. Hallelujah. I don't like wearing bow tie. Bow tie makes me look like a fool, personally. I feel if I enter me personally, if I wear, I used to feel like I'm a fool. I don't be wearing something like that. But the damsel loves the bow tie. She likes it. And I have 5 bow ties now. The same person that feels like a fool when wearing a bow tie. So it's like that.
you discover that you begin to adjust to fit the standard of the person. Is that not true? May you adjust to fit the standard of God. Now your character, every character talent that you had, they are constantly working on yourself. If you are a liar before you join the kingdom, you change your lying capacity. Because the anointing of God can amplify your lying potential. So you know that. The anointing is an amplifier of what was in you. If you had lust in you, the anointing can amplify your lust. Do you know that? There are two things that happen when you are anointed. First of all, the Bible says you shall receive the Holy Spirit and what? Power. There is a power dimension of the anointing, and then the first person you are supposed to receive. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, and first of all, what you receive is the power amplifies your weakness. That's why you can be a professional thief in church with the anointed. Hallelujah. There are some pastors that become professional 419s, and they are anointed. God spoke to me that some of you are giving the sum of 5,000 naira today, and God did not say anything. Is that not true? God spoke to me, and God didn't say anything whatsoever. Number 5. Living. Number 5 is unreserved involvement. Unreserved involvement in kingdom matters. Sign of commitment is unreserved involvement in kingdom matters. You are actively involved. Actively involved in kingdom matters. And then finally, final sign of commitment is what I call no plan B. No plan B. No plan B. Matthew 4:22. And then Exodus chapter 4 verse 16. No plan B. No plan B. And James and John left their sheep and followed their father. And followed Jesus and left their sheep and their father and followed him. In Exodus chapter 4, they left everything they had and delved into God. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 4 verse 16, the last verse, he said, Esther was speaking, he said, Esther 4:16 said, if I perish, I perish. Are we together? No plan B. No plan B. You know, when you get into a relationship, a sign that the person is committed to you is, he doesn't have any plan of leaving you. All this kind of, let's see whether it works. If it works, I will marry you. No. That is a sign of a plan B. Sister, are you hearing me? If the brother is saying, let's see if this is work, he's a suspect. Yes, but because if it doesn't work, I'll have plan B. Is that not true? You should know that it should work, or if it's not working, you make it work. How to get that? It's fine that somebody says, let's say this will work, even though I'm not saying brother should have proposed with marriage. You. No. But when I'm going, you know, when I was going to a relationship, I always, because marriage was in my mind. You know, let's say if this will work, or let's see whether I'll have something else. It's like, I didn't have a plan B. It was all God. Somebody will come and say, if God doesn't answer me June, I'll go and marry in the world. There are sisters that say, if God does not give me a husband by September, I'll go and marry an unbeliever. A woman threatening her husband, if I don't have a child by November, I'm leaving this marriage. The last time I heard of her, she was on a reality TV show, like BB Niger. True life story. God, if you don't do this for me, I'll go to the native doctor. I give you May 31st. This is a laughing matter. It's very, very true. People have alternative. Job say, even if God slay me, yet will I what? Trust him. Even if God is there, it's not working. I will trust him. Bishop Edebo say, if God says there is no heaven, I will still follow you. Where you are going, we'll go there. No plan B whatsoever. If God doesn't settle me financially, I don't have a plan B. Are we together? No plan B is a sign of commitment. It has to work or work. It is God or totally God.
Nathan Chiwa was in which reality, which TV show was that? Niger Idols. And then she was face to face with an opportunity to leave Jesus Christ and become, and it was either she won or something like that. She won, and then she was faced with either to do something or to compromise her faith. She didn't. And then it took her a number of years, isn't that true? Was not above 5 or so. It took her a number of years. She will have become an instant testimony. She will have become an, we may not even be hearing about her today. Hope you know that. If she had compromised, we may not be hearing about people that won't be in Nigeria. Have you heard about them? Who was in Nigeria? I don't have the next person. We don't even know them, guys. We don't even know them. But she said, is Jesus or Jesus? Till the world raps, we will never forget Mercy Chiwo. I was watching a video of Indian Chinese singing Excess Love. I was just laughing. Indian. The translation of Excess Love. I was watching Chinese fashion. Oh my God. Her songs have gone cross country. What God? Commitment to God. No plan B. It's either God takes me to the top or I'm not going. Are we together, guys? Are we together? So it's a sign that you're committed. No plan B. Personally, for me, ministry is a no plan B issue. This thing works or we die here. Do you understand, guys? This thing works or we die. So what are the signs of commitment? Number one was what? Unwavering passion for the kingdom. Number two. Number three. And then number four is what? Number five. All result involvement. And then number six, what? No plan B. Now check your life and look at the level of commitment. Hallelujah. Do you have all reserve involvement? Are you investing to the kingdom? You know, when you go to a church, if you go to Redeem Camp, I've never been to Redeem Camp. If you go to Redeem Camp, you go to all of these big church. Everything you see there, somebody made it to happen. You know that? Like this church now, everything we see in this church, somebody made it happen. Somebody made it happen. Somebody made it happen. You know, the Holy Spirit was telling me, that was what I was telling me, this, that if, he just said, you know, you've been to Redeem Camp, everything you saw there, from the chair, somebody bought this plastic chair. Somebody bought the altar in Redeem. Somebody gave the money. Everything we see in church, somebody did it. There is no man of God that woke up in the morning and then go to church, and then there is a bag of money, and then Angel Michael was the one that dropped it on Saturday evening. Do you think it happened like that? I've had a few testimonies of that kind of nature of thing, but it's only once in a while. Everything we see in the kingdom, somebody sacrificed and made it happen. Are we together? Somebody's level of commitment pushed them. I was listening to some of David's testimony when they started their church, of a young couple that were testifying that when the church started, J-Star Christian Center, they sold their two precious land in one of the most important places in Lagos as of then. And then they were still living in a rented apartment. And then that Sunday they came and testified that they just got two pieces of land in Lekki. And then they were living in a mansion. And then they were sharing their testimonies and crying. I don't know Lekki in Abuja, but Lagos, but I believe it's an important place. That's true. Yes. So the level of commitment, people commit themselves. When you see that, many of us, if God says, stay in Ogorimagongo, you say, God forbid, it's not God that spoke to me. But imagine Africa in the year 1964 or 1944. Think about the way Africa was. And that was the way white men left England. They left America and came. Imagine Africa. Are you imagining Africa? It was worse than Ogori. Worse than Lokota. It was worse and worse than the worst of the worst today. But these people left the best of their lands and came for us. But if God should give you a sacrifice, okay, do this for the kingdom, will you do it? What is your level of commitment to the service of God? Are we together? Are we together? I pray for you that your service to God will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, what are the reasons to be committed? What are the reasons to be committed? Number one is God is committed to us. He gave his son. God gave his son as a sign of his commitment to us in John 3:16. Jesus showed his level of commitment by dying on the cross for us. Is it true? He died painfully for us. The Holy Spirit showed his level of commitment by saying he will never leave us. And is forever dedicated to our life. John 14:23. So God committed himself to us by giving us his son. Jesus committed himself to us by dying for us. And the Holy Spirit committed himself to us. Is what being committed to him for. Jesus committed himself and went to hell that you will not go to hell. The Bible says he took away our sicknesses so that you will never be sick. He became poor. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. So that you will never be poor. Jesus gave everything for you. Everything for you. I was watching of a young guy breaking with his fiance. The lady said, I am 22 years old. I have 3 children for you. And I'm just pregnant with the 4th child. I left my parents in Indiana to move with you to Texas. And you're here breaking with me. I gave my life to you. And then you're here breaking with me. Is that not a painful thing? Is that a painful thing at all? Give everything to the guy. And then the guy just, I'm going. Because he saw a young new lady. That is the same kind of painful thing that we are doing to God. He gave Jesus Christ his only begotten son. Jesus gave himself and died on the cross for us. The Holy Spirit is forever with us. Every sacrifice is for us. We have every reason to be committed to God for life. Because he has paid, he has done everything to be committed. There is nothing else that God can do that he has not done. There's nothing else that God will have done that he has not done. There's nothing he will have given you that he has not given you. Are we together? The most important thing to women as they think is their body. So once they give you access to themselves, they feel they have given you the best they can ever offer you. True of us? Yes. That is the same with God. The best to God is Jesus. And what he has given us, Jesus, nothing he will not give us. Nothing. He said, he has given us his son. Will he want anything from us? So God has shown his commitment to us. And it will pay us to give him back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God never leaves us and he forgives us when we rebel. And always look to us for reconciliation. He said, come unto me, you that are heavy and you that are heavy burdened. Matthew 11:28. So come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. For my yoke is easy, and my body is light. And my burden is light. Is that correct? When we fall, when we sin, God is the one that is chasing for us, committed to us, committed to us, committed to us. Hallelujah. God can do without us. God can do without the best of man. Men are important. But God can do without us. But yet he says, chases us in and in to show that he's committed to you. He's committed to you. He's committed to you. He's committed to you. May you return back that favor back to God. May you return back your commitment to God. In the name of Jesus. The second reason why you should be committed to God is every other commitment in your life has a guaranteed chance of failing you or causing you pain and regret. Every other commitment you will ever have in life has a guarantee of pain and regret. James chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. Hallelujah. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every other commitment you have may give you pain. Are we together? The federal government may promise you 35 years of experience. And then all of a sudden coronavirus will come and then they are retrenching people. And they are earning the money, your letter of deployment is sacked. Is that correct? A political party can guarantee you that walk into office and you will be commissioner for 8 years or 4 years. And then suddenly the man is thrown out of office and then you live with them. Somebody can say, I will marry you till death do us part. And then 2 years into the marriage, the person is cheating and leaving you. The devil can commit and give you riches. Hallelujah. You know, many Yahoo boys think they can, the devil can give you wealth. Nobody has been made prosperous with the devil and then it ended well. Go to Edo State and Benin City. Hallelujah. Going there, they showed me the house of certain Yahoo boys. They said, this person, in fact, Apostle Joseph Suleiman was saying that one of the biggest Yahoo boys in Edo State at that time, he himself was in Lagos and then the guy was doing taxi. The same guy at a point was having multi-billion naira in the year 2002. It's not bro, hallelujah. I've read documentaries of houses of mansions in the west and in the east. People that acquired illegal money. Hallelujah. It never ends well. Occulting people that acquired wealth and gave their souls to the devil. It never ends well. I am a fan and a researcher of music. And I've researched a lot of Illuminati and Freemasonry. People that have sold their soul to the devil. There is not one of them that ended well. Most of them died by alcohol, died by self-suffocation, died by self-assassination, died by framing. Many of them, they will rise to the peak of stardom and then addiction catch up with them. Are we together? Many of them, I can mention names. I don't want like mentioning names like that so that people say, how did I know? I can mention names and names. All of them. Not one of them ended well, including the top recent one. The only one that seemed to be lasting now was the one of the best couples in their world. The couple sang Drunk in Love. If you know the song, you know. Hallelujah. Those guys, they were one of the couples that were one of the, it looked as if everything was working. I knew it would not work. Until bam, the news, the scandal, he cheated on her. Every other commitment, you cannot serve the devil and end well. There was another one that were in love. One of the queen of music and then a young guy dying in his hair like that. Hallelujah. All of them were committed. All of a sudden, the guy began abusing her. Every evil commitment never ends well. Never. No matter the talk, there are people that look at somebody like Michael Jackson. That one is a good person, not really bad like that. Look at the way he ended. The person that people were fainting to touch his clothes. He's around you. People were fainting because of his aura. He was celebrated. He was a near God. Ladies will open their chest in a disco party for him to sign on their mammary gland. Publicly. There was nothing they could not do for him. He died like a chicken. Every other commitment, people that serve the devil, it will end in pain and regret. Hallelujah. People like Mama Gaddafi, people like Idi Amin, people that were terrible human cannibals. Eating human flesh. Are we together? People that say Gaddafi, there was always red on his eyeballs. Go and check his picture. He was a consecrated devil, washed with blood, parading army struck like armies. He was threatening America in Africa. You imagine the level of madness. Because of the level of demons, he was threatening America. You know that is madness. Just imagine Nigeria now threatening Russia. That was what that guy was doing. Because he was so dense with demons. But I watched his video, he was stampeded on a gutter. You know gutter? I watched the video. That was a Gaddafi that was almost a god. Hallelujah. Every other commitment, Idi Amin was eating flesh physically. Like a renowned human cannibal. You know what he means to eat flesh? Human blood, not in coven, no. In his fridge. Carry it physically and eat like that. They have become a incarnated demon. A bishop looked for his trouble. He said, open your mouth. Put a gun in his mouth and shot him and said, eat the bullet. Declare himself earfield marshal. People that were not touch area. He was banished and died like a chicken. Every other commitment in life doesn't end well. Only commitment to God has a guarantee for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Serve in the kingdom to show your level of commitment. Be involved in evangelism. Be involved in preaching the gospel.
Let this thing stir you up on a daily basis. Are we together? Are we together, guys? Please, always be involved in advancing the kingdom. Give towards the advancement of the kingdom. Anywhere you find a genuine man of God, or a genuine man of God, or a genuine servant, like our fathers in the faith, support their vision, hallelujah. Support their crusade, support their TV ministry, support anything they are doing. Give and mobilize. You will never regret giving God. Are we together? You will never ever regret giving God. Be part of the kingdom advancement. Once there is something to be done for the kingdom, be part of it. Join. Don't be behind. Don't be a church member always warming the sheet. Are we together? Only that is only your responsibility. You know, be part. There is something all of us can do for the kingdom. There is something all of us can do. Most of us here are educated. All of us are educated with good certificates, with your IQ high. Many of you can improve the church that you are in. Participate in the church. Participate in the youth fellowship. Participate. Encourage the youth. Involve your skills in the church. Are we together? Involve your creativity. Make the church grow. Let the kingdom grow. Because of you, let the pastor and let the church feel your impact. Be part of the church of the growth of God. Hallelujah. Don't just sit down and watch from behind and criticize that the pastor cannot preach well. Talk about the pastor and his wife and his children. Are we together? No, don't do that. If the pastor cannot preach well, buy him a book on English and wrap it and a gift and send it to him. That's true. Buy him books on ministry. I was in a church one time and then they are telling me that the elders we are questioning the man of God. And I know the man of God is very, very genuine, to the best of my knowledge. And then that they had a council of elders and then the council of angels are saying the pastor should come and explain to them why where he bought the anointing oil from. Because a church member said that because miracles were happening. And then some people say, ah, this anointing oil is suspected. A new bottle of anointing oil, talk like that. You know, people can suspect you for nothing. Somebody can say, okay, why is this person wearing this kind of tie today? There's something about this tie. You know, have that kind of suspicion. He should come and explain. And then the man was under duress to come and explain to the council of elders. No, our leaders here will not do that kind of thing. Praise God. praise God. Explain what I do. What any demon need is a book on loyalty and disloyalty by Deckard Mills. You know what I'm talking about? So how to get that kind of book for the person? Let him read. Loyalty and disloyalty. There are things that shouldn't be heard of. Hallelujah. So involve yourself in advancing the kingdom. Involve in serving. Be in a department. Don't always be in church and you're not in department. Once you leave this place, for those of you that are living, join a department. Be involved somewhere. Are we together? Let the cost of you, let the church be happy. Let the pastor be happy. Let when you are leaving, let the pastor be crying. Are we together? Let the person feel your presence. Let your absence be noticed. Anytime you are not in church, people will know you are not there. Is that not true? You are not there. People will know. People will know you're not there because of your level of involvement and commitment. There are 10 ways you can be committed to your church. There's a picture I gave the media to put. Can we have it? There are 10 ways you can be committed to every church. There are 10 ways. Hallelujah. Are we together? Praise God. Are we here at all? Oh boy. They're not answering me. Are we together in church at all? Alright. There are 10 ways you can be committed to every church you belong to. I think I saw it and then I said it was good to share it with us. What's happening? Hallelujah. Number one is what? Attend regularly. Always be consistent. Regular attendance. Hallelujah. It helps. The effect of that is it helps the pastor and helps you yourself. Because it helps the pastor mentally to be always ready, to be always sharp, because people are coming and they're expecting. Hallelujah. So like you are having a business, you would like your customers to come regularly. Is that not true? Number two is what? Give generously. Like I said, everything we see here, somebody gave it. I've never received money directly from heaven. God gave it through people. Are we together? God was the one that gave directly, but he gave through individuals. Through individuals. Give generously. Number four is what? Love radically. Love the people around and love the members. Number four is what? Bring others consistently. Don't forget, these are ways to support the church and to show your commitment. Bring others what? Consistently. Number five is volunteer joyfully. Joyfully volunteer. When there is something to be done, joyfully avail yourself. Number six is share Jesus willingly. Without compulsion, tell people about Jesus and evangelize. And number seven is fellowship purposely. When they're supposed to fellowship, let it be intentional. Let it be purposeful. Hallelujah. Number eight is show up energetically. Show up enthusiastically. Hallelujah. Show up energetically. Be excited that you are coming to church. Hallelujah. Be excited that you are coming to hear the word of God. Show up with energy. And then number nine is pray verbally. Pray for me that Father Lord put your word in the mouth of your servant. Put your word, anoint him, grant him grace. May the grace come upon you to begin to pray for me in the name of Jesus. Now you pray for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, put my words in his mouth. Let today, let apostle minister like as never before. Pray fervently. Let the church advance. Let the kingdom advance. Let there be supernatural supply. Pray fervently. And then number 10 is what? Encourage faithfully. Encourage me. Encourage one another. So, but when you do these 10 things, it will show your level of commitment to a body. And this can also help in your daily life. In all, now these things and what I've shared now, there are things you can apply to your relationship and every aspect of your life. Is it not true? How do I know that Moses committed to me? I use these 10 places. Okay. Is she checking on me regularly? Is she giving her smile to me? Is she giving herself to me? Does she love me at all? Agape? Is it not true? Does she bring others to around me or tell others about me? Does she volunteer about anything to me? Ah, I need somebody to do something for me. Ah, I will do it. Does she share or tell others about me? Does she fellowship when we are together? Does she fellowship intentionally or just carefree about our presence? So when she's coming to me, is she excited? Are we together? Does she pray about me? I can use it to test somebody's commitment to myself. You can test it to your customers and then analyze how you rate people in your life. You can use it to test it about your friends. All together? So these are very important templates. And I believe from the month of May, I want you to be on your feet as I pray for you. That in the month of May, every level of service that you have done and committed to God, that the finger of God will remember you. Begin to talk to God. Think about your sacrifices. Think about the things and say, Father Lord, remember me for this. Remember me for the level of sacrifices I have given to the kingdom. Remember me for this. Talk to God about your service. The things you have done, the extra miles you have gone for the kingdom. The nights you had to fast. The nights you had to study. The nights you had to pray. When you had to wake up in the night to revise your notes. When you have to trek for evangelism, talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Begin to communicate to God and say, Father, remember my service. Remember my service. Remember my service unto you. Remember my service unto you. Remember my service unto you, O God. Begin to ask God for grace to serve him more. Grace. The Lord has been dedicated. That after this month of May, my level of service will never be the same. My level of service will never be the same.
Oh Lord, help me. Help me, oh God. If we serve you, we spend the rest of our days in prosperity. Help me. Help me. Help me, oh God. Help me. Help me. Can you begin to pray the Lord the benefit of service? Life. The benefit of serving you, oh God. The benefit of all my sacrifices. The benefit of all my sacrifice to the kingdom. May I begin to see them. May I begin to see them, Lord Jesus. May my life begin to reflect. May my life begin to reflect. May my life begin to reflect the benefit of serving you. Every your life. They are arrested. You are permitted to exist at the top. And the top alone. Your commitment to the church here will pay. In the name of Jesus. Your services will pay. In the name of Jesus. Many of you sacrifice your nights. Sacrifice your resources. Sacrifice your time you're supposed to rest. I pray from the depth of my heart that the blessing of God rest upon you like oil. And favor begin to speak for you. What a man cannot do in your life, may the anointing make it possible for you. In the name of Jesus. And for your dedicated and service to God, you can choose to be at home by now. You can choose never to hear any sermon. But you chose to be committed to serve God. I pray for you that you spend the rest of your days in prosperity. You spend the rest of your days in pleasure. You will spend the rest of your day in prosperity. You will spend the rest of your year in pleasure. In the name of Jesus. And I prophesy into the month of June, the sixth month in the month of 2020. Everything that has gone happen from the first to the fifth month, may the month of June be accumulation of every blessing that you are supposed to have received that have not happened. Everything that is supposed to have happened in your life that has not happened so far, I declare that this June, I prophesy to the north, south, east, and west. I prophesy to every Cyrus that is supposed to rise and help you. I prophesy to every door that is supposed to open for you. I prophesy to any destiny helper. God, in the name of Jesus, may the month of June for these people be a remarkable month. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, because they will testify. I will testify, they will testify. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Now before we sit down, can all eyes be closed? Can you sit down? All eyes be closed. In case you want to make a rededication to God, you want to commit your life, or you want to give your life afresh to God, I want to pray for you. In case there is somebody here that you can make a recommitment to God, to make a rededication, I want to lift up your hands. Let me pray for you that fresh grace come upon you, in case you want to rededicate your life. Alright, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your servant that grace be available in greater measure as you rededicate yourself to God's supernatural ability come upon you, in Jesus' name. Amen. All of us, can we begin to appreciate God and say, Father, we pray. Thank you, we give you all the praise.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Jesus. At this point in time, can we just
the compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-65-22-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable, 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 rapturable.